This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
It's a good morning to you. I hope you're well. How was the weekend for you? Was it good? Listen, you're still standing. That's all that matters. All right. Welcome to the show. Thanks again to Thomas and Skumba. Back again. That is tomorrow between 6 and 9. All right. Now, you know, every time you're advised, hey, don't bring your emotions at work. Leave them at the car park. Leave them at the door. But what happens when or should you be triggered? And I want to focus on the one response, tears. Tears. What happens? Do you remember the last time you cried at work? Let's talk about that. Whether it was happy or sad, I just want to know how you handled it. What we need to talk about is the emotions at work, in particular crying. Because crying can leave you feeling embarrassed and unprofessional at work. I mean, you'll be working, minding your business. The next thing you know, it's partly cloudy with a chance of thunder showers on your face. Yeah? Some are likely to have self-control to go wail it out in the bathroom. Others can't hold back. They just let it rain right there and there. Whether it's good or bad, it's just the crying. You cried at work. It actually should be in your CV. Yeah? How about references? One of the things they may ask, did they cry at work? And should that question be asked, what would your referee say? Do you remember the time you cried at work? What triggered it though? Talk to me. Many of us are able to control our emotions, largely, especially at work. Because that's how we're socialized, okay? Leave them at the parking lot. However, sometimes we find ourselves breaking down, in the office. Why? Somebody said it best. Says, you know, working is not hard. It's people that make it hard. So dealing with people, man. So you end up losing control of emotions due to various reasons. Maybe you are going through a really bad breakup and you found yourself breaking down. And not breaking down because you're thinking about it. Because Tibosile and I played this song during my top 10 at 10 on the radio that reminded you of good times. And it triggered those emotions. And there you were in the office. You didn't even have time to run to the bathroom. You started crying and your colleagues were like, what's happening? Maybe your loved one was ill. And a colleague right there and there, while you are still trying to wrestle in terms of how you're going to help them, how you need to be strong for them, and they just announced that they just lost an ailing parent. And that triggered you, and you just couldn't hold back. And that also is confusing. It's like, did you know the parent that well? How are you so affected? They triggered an emotion based on what you're going through back home, which you obviously didn't share. Or another reason could be your work environment was just made to break you down. And you couldn't fight anymore. You lost it. You're like, you know, I'm not going to fight anymore. Or maybe a breakthrough happened. For once after toiling and working hard, something, just the universe, God just said, yeah, you deserve a break, bump. And in you seeing this breakthrough, I shem. While many will advise against showing emotions at work, but what are you to do when you are overwhelmed? I cried at work. That's the hashtag. Yes, say it. And I'm glad I'm seeing my brothers here too, saying, yeah, I did cry at work. What was going on? What triggered it? Did you do it? Did you cry in front of your colleagues or you had to quickly run to the bathroom? Talk to me. Was it good or was it bad? Share those with me. Lebo, have you ever cried at work?
Uncle T. Yeah, no. I ne ke le ga di ntse ke le dikile go spaneng ke tshomile ke bereka as a cleaner to this company ke bereka ko yona. Then if bixina msebetsi because like be ke ba thusa ke di borrowing December time like ke tlo ba thusa then gwa bulela space then lo gwa le leng la mpotso ra na le space se buleleng kopa o apply di that ka tshola span yo e ba tsaya ba ntshwara bima yo. Especially ladies, I end up crying. Like, kila kure, hekina no kena kadi premises sa kuspani kure kififa la pelo. Like, I used to cry a lot until waitazire lunkera never. Enough is enough. Yo.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on hashtag I cried at work and things that makes us cry at work. One, going through a rough time. You know, nothing will leave you broken and lost like a breakup or divorce or trying to be strong for an ailing loved one. I mean, you'll try to distract yourself with work, but the brain will remind you of what you've left behind and you'll find yourself breaking down. Worse, at the last place you expected to, all over the office. And those emotions are very hard to control or even suppress. The second teaspoon is on things that make us cry at work. A breakthrough. There's nothing like working hard at something, giving it your all, only for it to fall apart. But instead of giving up, you keep at it. Like renovating your parents' house. I mean, you know those contractors, eh? They'll drive you mad. Eh? But you pull through. Or you've been studying while working. Not easy. You even failed a few modules. But this day came. You got the results. You passed. Do you know what that means? You wailed. It confused your colleagues. It is not pain. It is a breakthrough. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on things that make us cry at work. Toxic working environment. You know, people dread going to work because of how toxic the environment is. Actually, how toxic people are. Some people even have anxiety at the thought of seeing a colleague or a manager or a boss. While no one ever wants to show their weakness at work, especially around those who don't like you, you can't help but break down from time to time because it really can get bad. And then you find yourself running to the bathroom or closing your office and just letting it rain. Have you ever cried at work? What triggered it? Now, I know crying is never really a pleasant thing to talk about, unless it's happy tears, obviously. But it's also a healing thing to talk about because then it makes you realize how far you've come. But while we're at it, there's no way we're going to stop from having fun, okay? About the very act of crying. What type of a crier are you? The ugly crier? The loud one, the roll on the floor crier, or the ceiling gazer. Which one are you? Or was that a ceiling gazer? Trying to avoid gravity. Yeah? So, depending on which type of crier are you, should it happen in the office that you cry, depending on the type of crier you are, will it earn you a nickname? Which one would you be? Hashtag I cried at work. Which crier are you? That's the question. And should it happen in front of your colleagues, will that earn you a nickname? Come on, have fun with it. Google, Urena, what happened?
There's been instances that I've cried at work. There's been instances that I've cried at work. I've argued with somebody to the point that I've cried, but the one that stands out for me, it was when I had gotten news that I didn't get a certain position that I had applied for and they had given it to somebody else. I remember I went into the ladies' room, I closed the door, there is this one style. I swear, if you are a lady and you haven't been to that one style to cry, you haven't been hurt at work. You haven't been hurt at work. There was this one instance, I went into the room. I remember I cried my heart out. No, but you cry, you silent cry. But tears were coming out, I cried. I came out, I looked at myself in the mirror, I wiped the tears, and I told myself that, you know what, you're strong, you're okay, you're going to make it. I went out like a boss and continued working. We do cry at work. We do cry at work. We do cry at work.
Kate?
I'm in a tibos, I'm not going to lie. I've never cried at work. Because most of the time I cry when I'm angry. So half the time I'm okay. But there was one time I brought these ribs and I put them in the communal fridge at work. And to date, I don't know who took them. In Tizambe Iphlungu ngaye toilet, I actually cried, you know. In Tizambe Iphlungu, it wasn't more like bang jonjel. It was more like bajonja ma ribs ambe ngwagalele. Yeah, but it's tough.
Now, I once cried at work, you know. I had a boss who was incompetent, a boss who didn't know what she was doing. And to be honest, I knew my work, you know, better than her. So sometimes I just go home and cry and then come back the following day. There's one time I broke down at work. I used to work with this lady. I will never forget her, Matemo Baloyi. I cried at work and she was like, no ways, you're not going to give her that satisfaction. That's exactly what she said to me. You're going to stand up for yourself. And from that day on, I stood up for myself. No so laye, so yeah, that's my story. Alberton, thanks.
Hey, good morning, girls. Are you well?
Greetings, Uncle T.
Good morning.
Yeah, makadebe. You good?
I'm good, and you, Uncle T?
When I'm going to call you slung when?
Badly. I'm not even going to hide. Why would I lie to myself and to the listeners? No. I heard you say, Musibudi says he cries in Vanak. I'll cry in Yesengis. I'll be like, oh Lord, how can you?
Serious?
Yeah. I've spoken English so much that it's like I wouldn't say it's my home language, but it's the language that I default to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever cried at work though?
Yes, I have. But it was actually more of tears of joy. But because
I'm glad to hear that.
At a previous job, when I resigned. Because I wasn't there very long, I didn't think that anyone was going to do anything for me. I just thought I'd leave as swiftly as I came. And actually, one day, on the last day of work, my colleagues had a surprise party for me. Mm. And they even brought gifts. That was the part that really brought me to tears, was that they actually brought something and they said, you know, we got you these notepad, these journals, because they remind us of you. So I was like,
wow. Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, I'm a sweet person.
Now, Makhala Njalo.
Yeah.
We don't have the whole hour, JJ.
No, I mean, Jimmy, we in tune with our emotions. And Kalela, yonkinto. Strong on the outside in front of people, but you run to the bathroom and you just cry it out. Because we just like, if I'm having an argument with you, whether it's a colleague, whether it's a boss, and my anger is like, there's nothing I can do about it. I cannot kill you. I'm going to just cry about it, you know? Yeah, it's like the evil part.
So do you run?
No, go to a bathroom and then cry there. Or even WhatsApp a friend. Nosi knows my outburst. Nosi. But the one time I really remember was when I had done a traffic report whereby my mom then texted me and told me that my dad was involved in an accident. And it's actually an accident that I had just done on air. So I think that just caught me. And then I quickly rushed to the bathroom and I was like, oh, I don't know why I was crying, because it was not like I knew the information. And then, I just had to pull myself together and then come back and work. So,
So which one are you? Are you the ugly crier, loud crier?
Can I answer this one?
Yeah.
Can you be honest, first of all?
I've never not been honest. I'm a very honest person. And this one is an ugly crier. Wow.
We're talking about the time you cried at work. It's never a a funny story to tell, unless it was a celebratory one. But sometimes it's a story to tell because it shows how far you've come. And those stories you need to share. But all of that happens, you come back, you laugh about it, depending on what type of a crier you are. You must respect silent criers. Those who just sit and then you just hear teardrops. You just see a teardrop, then you know, huh? Really? Ugly face. Loud. Screamers. And then there's this special group of people. Decorum leaves. The degree goes away. The title and the position falls away. And the original settings, factory settings, they get in. The mother tongue takes over. Yeah, no. No more English. Are you that person?
Now, Malatinyana, you're just hitting home. Like, your topics are just hitting. For me, I know there was a point where I didn't want to come to work. Like, waking up was so hard. I would even cry before I got to work. I have a short temper, ne? And I don't like batwaba shebelam batukutlas. Work, I love what I do. But the working environment, you can't help but break down. You can't help but feel overwhelmed by this place. I've cried, but I've told myself, you know what? Like, God is looking down on me, and there's a reason why I'm still here, and there's a reason why I'm still doing good at what I do. Mari, people will humble you. People will humble you.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Wait, at times, Osai Kikiwits, I had a weekend from hell. I had a huge argument with my husband. So, yeah, wait, we were not talking since Farida until last night. It was just a house of silence. So this morning when I got off the taxi, I cried, Dibos. I cried so hard. Even the security guard came running to me as I got off the taxi crying. What happened? Did the taxi driver do something to you? Are you okay? Wait, I cried. Okay, he helped me carry my bag to my office. He was even asking me on my way, are you okay? And I was just crying. So I ended up saying to the poor guy, you know what? I just received some bad news on my way to work. That's why I'm feeling like this. Wait, he was so concerned. Wait, he was in a coma. Matata, wait, Lilo, you're trying to be strong. It's difficult. It's not that easy. Even right now, my eyes are red.
It's okay not to be okay, all right? But thank you for sharing that, Lebo, and I'm hoping that you're feeling great. Because that's the thing about it, that once you go through something, right? And it's not because you're crying because maybe hurtful words were said. No, relief. Relief. Just that relief. And just that letting go. Utrafella your soul.
Hi, Uncle T. Thank you for a very good show. Now, I used to work for a very big telecommunications company. I always say this, Khore. All black people need therapy after surviving corporate South Africa. I was treated badly. Like in all angles, you name it, racism, being overworked, underpaid, white thinking. But the most irritating one that I can remember now is one colleague of ours, because us black people, we were close because we were under oppression at the company. One colleague of ours was sick. So anakula tamaya akhaya for a few weeks. And I remember the boss at the one morning, you know, was being so nonchalant about death. Afika fela konamputa are hi to do so and so passed away just like that. And he had a very big voice and he was hovering over me, over my desk. Yeah, I broke down. I just ran to the bathroom, kailola. But I cried more tears at that company than I've ever cried in my life, and it's not even worth it. I prayed for a beautiful working environment, and I'm happy to report right now I'm at a way better situation. Thank you.
Oh. We're happy for you, Tutuzile. Dolly?
Hello, T.
How are you, D?
How are you?
I'm good. So you cried
good,
at work?
Good. Thank you for playing my top 10.
Only a pleasure. Konor Araba. I'm missing Chon.
No, it's even to Tamaho. I can run a ribbon, not in man.
It's because we're Lanjalo. Makalanjalo.
Yes, yes, I used to cry a lot.
Tell me.
But not in front of my colleagues.
Okay. How would you handle it?
I quickly ran to my office and I sit down and came Anela from there. And I started to cry now. So after that, I'm fine.
Are you the silent crier?
Not exactly.
Yeah.
I used to cry when I get hurt. If someone hurts me, like a corner with far and then it's way gilla, but not in front of people.
All right, Dolly. Thank you so much for your top 10. It was beautiful. And listen, exactly what we needed on a Monday, yeah? All right, Dr. TP.
Lochang Mokoni, hashtag I cried at work. It happened 2.5 years ago when I lost my brother. So we don't share a father, but we have the same mother. And then we buried him on a Saturday. Naka idea sanganga on a Monday, I decided, or look, I'm not going to sit around and sulk kiamushumo just to keep myself distracted. I go to work. So because our parents were no longer together, his side of the, which his father's side of the family decided they want to take over the funeral. Bona bebanya ko dia a whole recording. So there was cameras and taking of pictures and everything, which really, 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 I felt it was unnecessary. I'm sitting at my desk and I get a text from my mother, you know, and I say, oh, it's pictures. T. Those were pictures of the funeral. So I get up, I leave my phone, I get up, I leave my desk so I can catch, you know, some fresh air. As I left my desk, I walked right to the reception and I broke down. It took me back to that day and I felt the pain all over again. I broke down. I cried. Oh, I was in so much pain.
And you find it's more anger than anything, right? Mohali.
Hey, that is me, guy.
Get down on this. Welcome.
Hey, once again, this is of a sensitive nature, but I'll say it. You know, a while back when I was younger, you know, and I went to this company, and this white guy who was my supervisor was all over me. He was gay. You know, and having the experience that I had when I was young, you know my story being molested and all that, it brought back all these things. And I stood up there and I said, I'm leaving. And he said, no, I'll see you after 2 days. He goes, no, I'm not, I'm going. I said, he said, I'll see you tomorrow. I said, no. You know, I said, F-O, I'm going and I'm not coming back. It was a horrible thing. And then, you know, I didn't even have experience how I could actually charge him with, you know. That happens. And I know, Majida, we don't talk about this, but we do cry.
But did you cry?
Bad. I went to the car and I drove off and I went home. And that was it.
Mohali, now that we talk about it, have you ever attended to this issue?
I have. Remember, there was a time when I was hospitalized because of it. And that's when I got help.
And then the therapy is working. Are you better now?
I'm good now. I've been good for a while now.
Yeah. But like anybody, you need to keep on going to recharge, yeah?
Yeah, you know, but you know, life, you get blown here and there, and yeah.
Exactly. But that's why I'm raising it, because you can get caught up with life, and then you forget to take care of yourself. And remember, you are more important, yeah?
Yeah. No, but then, I do things that are less invasive, if I may put it that way.
Yeah. All we're saying is we don't want you to go back to you being too vulnerable. We like you strong. So maybe have another session just to, you know, to recharge. Nice one. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah. I cried at work. It's a powerful thing to say. Don't look down on it. talks about strengths right there.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.